You're listening to the Cosmic Code Podcast for the evolution of consciousness. Here's your host, Vince Kelvin.
Okay, welcome everybody. This is the countdown to the Cosmic Code Convention online only edition. It's coming up June 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. And today we're with the creator of Direct Game, revolutionized game as we knew it before. Amongst the many things also, my favorite, I was just talking about it in a video online. It was 2010 PUA World Summit. Suddenly he comes up on stage. I was in the back dealing with logistics. He said two words. They grabbed my attention like never before. And once again, it was a revolution. The words were insta-fuck. Insta-fuck. Here he is, my dear friend, all the way from Europe, Dan, a.k.a. Bad Boy. So, Dan, how are you? You're still muted, I believe.
Moment. Can you hear me now? All good.
Yeah, perfect. What a cool pad.
There you go. Hey, guys.
We should have a virtual party, like two pads merged.
Like a duplex flat, huge flat. So, like, you know, it's all good here. So, yeah, greetings, guys. Greetings to all of you. Long time haven't seen you guys. So, hope you guys are surviving these bad times that catch at us. So, like, you know, I hope everything is good on your end. Europe is slowly recovering, actually. Yeah. Actually, I would say, like, you know, there are very, very interesting things is happening in a dating world in this with this kind of corona quarantine lifestyle. And I think we can all benefit and profit. It's going to be very, very interesting things will be coming very soon. Like, you know, among the whole dating thing, it is going to change. It will shift. And I believe players will benefit a lot. The guys who are good with girls will benefit a lot from this lockdown.
Brother, elaborate. And I know we haven't spoken in some time. One of your messages was how psyched you were that you had cracked the code for COVID-19 game. So I want to hear all about it.
Yeah, like I think we should leave some of the stuff for the summit. The real stuff, but yeah, definitely, like, you know, we've been testing with my boys here, like in Croatia, last couple of weeks, all this social distancing and what the one can do, like, you know, how actually to approach girls, how to play, what kind of openers, and actually how to turn this into a big fun, like, you know, like all this kind of COVID and like quarantine game, as we call it, but you know, corona game, as we call it, like, you know. So yes, we actually managed to crack the whole day game, which I think is now definitely the best. I would say Instagram and the day game in the shops and around, like, you know, you can actually meet and because I mean girls are going, it's very tough for the hot girls. They're usually used to attention, to the dates, you know, nice restaurants, calls. Now basically everybody, you know, all girls are fucked, they're going to depression, they're alone. So, you know, very soon, actually, I'm already seeing within my test group that guys are actually getting laid much more than before. It's much easier. I would say level of the game that it used you to get to, like, I don't know, a girl who is a 7 or 8, basically now, you know, with that amount of the game resource, you can lay a 9 or 10, like, you know. So I would say it's getting much easier. You know, I think like the next 6 to 8 months will be very, very good for the guys who actually have some game down, you know, kind of actually with some good level of the game, you know, because they can meet. And I would say, like, you know, actually what I tested a lot now is all this kind of Instagram. Actually, I spent last 2-3 weeks, I was avoiding Instagram and Facebook game, and actually I managed to crack it as well. Like, you know, so I'm creating a course right now. We found really, really good ways how you can actually get hot girls from Instagram in this lockdown, because it's very easy to be at home and play what kind of profiles, things, how to communicate, online game. I mean, Instagram is totally different platform than all others. social dynamics are different. So it's very interesting, like, you know, and the whole thing, psychology, what is happening now in a dating world with girls being locked down and they cannot go out on a date, like, you know, what you can do at home. There are lots of cracks, lots of holes in a game that you can play that, you know, you can use and utilize to score with girls.
There's always the sway of the pendulum, you know. Here we're on pretty intense lockdown, the area where I live. It's always funny, the plus and the minus. Suddenly Hollywood, that is so trendy usually, now so many homeless on the street and so on. But I went to the store the other day, and I'm reminded that there's always three groups of people. There's girls that are even more cautious than ever before. There's those who are kind of in between. But I could see some girls, you know, hotties, craving attention, yeah, and even going even more extreme than that. And yeah, on my side, I can report also, like, guys are lining up delays. I want to backtrack a little bit because we have people that are fairly new to the idea of game. And you're the master and creator of Direct Game. Many people are still confused. You know, they just hear the word direct, but they don't really know how intricate it is and so on. So in your own words, being the creator of Direct Game, would you take a brief moment, Dan, to kind of clarify for the new guys what is direct and what is misconception about direct?
Yeah, okay. So very good question. Very good question. So let's go from beginning, from the scratch. So the idea of Direct Game is actually to be genuine, to be honest about why are you approaching, not hiding your emotion. Like, for example, you like the girl. Okay, there's a beautiful hot girl in front of you, you know, down the street waiting for a bus, walking in a shop, in a club, wherever. She's hot, you like her. You have two options. You can go there and be honest about what you feel. Or you can lie. You can be, hey, you know, I approach you, I just want to ask you some question, my little niece, blah, blah, blah. She's having a birthday, what do I buy? Okay? Both ways work. Okay? It comes down, you know, in a both ways, you know, there are many, many roads that lead to Rome, you know. So, you know, there's lots of ways you can talk with the girls, you can play with the girls, but I would say, like, you know, what is genuine to me, to be honest, direct with girls. So basically, what my way is to approach, to say, you know what? I don't know why, but you are exactly type of a girl that I'm looking for. Who are you? What's your name? And then get to know her. Okay? So you come up front with clear message. I like you. I choose you for your looks. I choose you. Basically, lots of guys, they try to play with Direct Game with indirect mindset, with basically loser mindset, with I need you mindset. It doesn't work. Direct Game works only when basically with this kind of, when you are higher value, when you are above and she's down. You approach a girl and you're like, I like you. I want to get to know you. Who are you? What's your name? So, and then of course, Direct Game does not end with the opening line, with the opening. It's the frame that you set. I approach because I like you. I want to get to know you. It stays within that frame. So I know later on in the interaction, you can still be safe because it allows you to be sexual. Like, you go and can say, like, you know, something dirty talk, as we say, like, you know, you can go like, you know what, we are talking about music, sports, but, you know, I really like your legs. You know, can I, you know, they are driving me crazy. When I look at them, my blood is going to all wrong places. And then you change the topic back. But see, you're playing with two energy. In a direct game, you're playing with two energies. Energy of connecting with a girl. Okay, like, you know, you are mentally connecting with a girl. You are getting to know her. She's getting to know you. Okay? Which is you're discussing music topics, you know, music, sports, hobbies, travel, passion, childhood. And you are getting to know each other. Too much of that, you will end up in a friend zone, of course. So definitely you need second component, which is sexual energy. So only when you have these two, and this is basically what... This is the underlying of basically the core of seduction. It is playing with two energies. Playing with the energy of connection, of a girl building trust, comfort, connection with a girl. And sexual energy. The beauty is calibration. Every girl needs different amount of sexual energy and different amount of comfort to sleep with you, to be intimate with you. Some girls, if she's a virgin or she never had it, like, you know, it's you need lots of connection, lots of trust, lots of building comfort for her to open up, to be intimate with you. Some girls who've been around the block, it's not a big problem to be sexual. She's already horny. You don't need much of connecting, of understanding. You can be very sexual very soon with them. So it all comes down to that. So I would say the reg game is about that. It's about controlling sexual energy and controlling, basically controlling process of seduction with these two energies.
Before we take questions from our watchers, listeners, I want to outline priceless gifts that I got from you throughout the years, Dan. One thing that you brought to the plate that maybe to you felt, you know, like normal, but you outlined it. I never had heard it that way before, was the idea to watch making the opener be just about her to include you in it. If I'm correct, you had to say, you know, I'm a man of good taste. I'm looking at you. So that was really an amazing gift. The idea of too many guys, they make the opener about you, her, while you would include you in it. It'd be like, I feel this way about you versus you make me feel this way. So if you can elaborate on that, in the second part, you outline that a lot of guys, they think they're doing direct, but their mindset is still very indirect. So what is the pure mindset of direct? I pass it back to you, brother.
Okay, so the pure mindset of the reg game is she needs you. It's you are the chooser. You are choosing her. Okay, so you are the one who is approaching, say, I like you. You're going to be my girl. I choose you to be my girl. So that is the mindset. Like, for example, you're going to supermarket. What is the mindset of you buying that banana or groceries? You are putting those groceries in your cart. You are choosing them. You're not teasing them. You're not, you know, negotiating. You have the money. You're buying it. So kind of same thing comes down with the girls. And girls really love that. That's all about this being, you know, alpha dominant man. Is about being the guy who is, basically, behind all of that is a security. They feel secure. They feel safe around you. So that's the most crucial thing is they will feel safe around that guy. So on the end of a day, what every alpha male, every dominant, why we are building, why we are all our coaches, we are stressing so much, you need to be confident, you need to be dominant, you need to be alpha, is about providing, on the end of the day, providing feeling of, I feel safe with this guy. Especially in the times like right now, like in the wars or in fucked up countries or like in these kind of situations where economy is falling apart, where girls now even more, they're even more insecure and you need to even more show that you can provide, you can protect them, you can provide safety and comfort. So I would say it's never been more important to have inner game straight, to be strong, dominant male men. Never in a history, like I don't think like in the last, you know, kind of 50, maybe like in a world war, maybe some wars around like a Europe, like, you know, anywhere, like in ex-Yugoslavia and things in this area. Like, it's very clear what has done, especially now. It's the same thing with now, with COVID-19, with Corona. Girls are starting to feel insecure. So it's basically, it's so important to be this dominant, to play the role, not just to play, to be that dominant, strong, interesting guy who is going to protect her, who is going to kind of be there for her. So that's really, really important. And I would say, like, you know, the whole, yeah, like, you know, what lots of guys do, you spoke about adding yourself within the, I mean, that's kind of the main concept that what I teach the guys is, like, for example, if you look at sexual escalation, verbal sexual escalation, okay, level one is compliment. Actually, level zero is a compliment. But compliments are not good. Why? It's only about her. You know, you have beautiful legs. Thank you. You have nice shoes. Thank you. You're just pumping her ego. You're just kind of pumping her balloon and she's flying higher and higher. Okay? The moment why compliments are bad, it is only about her. It is only about one energy. It's only about her. The moment you add yourself into the compliment, things change. Energy is changing. Like, for example, you have such a nice legs and I can't stop thinking about them. They are driving me crazy. So basically what you're doing, you are adding your feelings, your thoughts to the compliment, to the body part. So formula is body part, compliment on her body part. You have such a sexy, I don't know, legs. And then how it makes you feel. And why it is natural? Why is it? Because you are speaking what you are feeling. You're speaking the truth. And that's why I would say the best material that you can have for the girls is what you're feeling. So just verbalize what you're feeling, but say in a nice, proper way. Next level of escalation is when you start thinking about, you start adding actions into the verbal escalation. Like, for example, you go, you know what? You have such a sexy legs. And then you say what you'll be doing to those legs. And I can't wait, you know, I'll be spending so much time, you know, I can see myself spending so much time kissing those legs. Or like, you know, kind of, and this is how you're actually making girl horny, because you're putting ideas, pictures, images, sounds into her mind. And then, of course, you know, there's a whole process how you can do that. I'm just going very rough, very fast to this. But actually, it's very easy to make any girl turned on, make her panties wet, talking, just talking with you. Actually, you don't even need to touch a girl. So, but yes, like, you know, I would say lots of guys are fucking up. They're opening. Openings are actually very important because they're setting up the frame. Who are you? Within, you know, first impression. There is no second chance for the first impression. So what lots of guys do, they go from I need you mindset, from being needy, desperate, they're trying to convey direct, they're trying to be direct, they're trying to convey, I'm choosing you. While being like, hey, can I please talk with you? You know, or like, for example, like what lots of guys do with that they fucked up direct, is like, you know, hey, I saw you from over there and I was thinking to approach just to come and I'm here to say hi. I mean, that's not really direct. It's like, you know, first you're actually saying lots of bad things. Hey, you're stalking her. Like, you know, then your intention is just here to say hi. No, my intention is not to say hi. My intention is to get to know you, to do something with you. To start some kind of intimate relationship that's going to lead somewhere, you know. So my intention is I'm taking you home or somewhere into my life. Bring you into my life. And that's kind of, it's not saying hi. So I would say you can set up, you can actually do lots of good things if you communicate your frame properly. When you approach, when you set the proper frame, what is happening within approach. Vince, you're muted.
Okay. So, I was laughing because when you mentioned that silly ass comment, oh, I've seen you from over there. I've witnessed guys in field either point in the opposite direction, like she was not even in that direction, or in a setting and context where it would not make sense that she could have been seen before. I want to let the guys be able to ask us questions. I'm curious, Dan, because it's an intense time for everybody. At a personal standpoint, you know, knowing the importance of constantly refining what I see, the guys can either become a little distracted by all the world. You know, no, it's this, it's that, and so on, and they forget to take care of themselves, or they become a lazy, hesitant, a little affected. So what recommendations, what is your protocol, you bad boy, to go through this time and arise in your own ways?
So I would say, like, you know, okay, first, to survive this, you need to be mentally strong, okay? So I would say daily meditation, workout, like, you know, work on yourself, you know, cleaning your energy, minimizing amount of social media and the news, definitely all the negativity. And I would say, actually, this gives you amazing time to actually develop new skills, you know, kind of, if you, you know, really, if you didn't get out from this lockdown with a new skill set, new, I don't know, maybe you learn to play guitar or something, you're stupid. You just wasted 1 month of your life. So, you know, somebody gives you, you have the whole internet or full of information, download courses, read, learn, acquire as much knowledge as possible, and then go out there and use the world. Like, you know, it's amazing time to make money. It's amazing time to work on yourself. Like, you know, kind of really, there's some amazing, amazing teachers. Like, and actually, I'm still coaching, still working. My life didn't change that much, like, in this kind of lockdown, because I was preparing for a long time for this. Just kidding. Like, you know, I have like a nice big apartment with wellness inside, table tennis, gym. So, you know, actually, I don't need outside the world to live. I have a YouTube studio in my house and everything else. So, actually, I don't need outside world. We still kind of, the girls that are coming over, like, you know, me and my girls. So, actually, it's, you know, my lifestyle is actually, my life is very well balanced in that. But still, every day meditation, every day workout, taking care of yourself, being mentally strong, working on yourself. It's amazing time to work on yourself.
Well, before we start to take questions, you know, what's interesting is the date was announced here, lockdown in America. I don't follow the news. I was in Vegas about to start a boot camp. And like little by little, nightclubs were closing. The hotel dynamic was changing. Place was more and more empty. Yet we're still walking the street and I'm with a couple guys. And I observed them and they're still initially doing the same shit. Two girls pass by, they're not saying anything. So I'm just sharing this inspired by what you said. Guys, make a promise to yourself, a great exercise right here and right now. Make a list of 2-3 things and really decide that you're not going to come out of this thing to do the same old shit. So anybody that on any given day prior to this would have been in the presence of pretty girls and debate and hesitate and go weird and so on, are you intending to still do that afterwards? This is the time to clear it, to clean it. I want you guys to be able to ask questions. Allow me a quick recommendation. This is from the heart. We're coming together. The level of decisiveness of all my friends, colleagues around the world. You know, I messaged Dan. I said, hey, I want to do an online gathering. Are you in? Most guys, well, I don't know. When is it? And so on. Him was like, one text. Yes, let's do it. Here we are. So the lineup is surreal. 3 majors of life. Number one, your need to connect is not going away. So this is the prime time. The stronger you are, survival of the strong. All those beautiful women that have been craving, putting on the makeup, getting a little attention, wearing the dress and so on. Now they're ripe and ready. They're craving it. Number two, you got to reboot spiritually, mentally, emotionally. So we bring the best of the best of the best. Number three, you know, I see you, Dan. You're working from home. I hear you got the gym. The place makes me want to visit. Looks like a fucking nightclub. I got the stripping pole behind. So you got to start to structure your life more and more where you don't depend on a company, on a paycheck, on the economy, on this and that. We'll help you with that. The lineup is surreal. I'm briefly going to ask you to take a look at it. And Everett is going to put the link in the thread. Normally, because we got over 40 world experts in all those fields, okay? It would be fair. Most people would at least ask for $1,000 minimum for that. And everybody would be, yeah, that was an amazing investment. It's a time to reboot. It's a landmark. It's a new year. But because of the situation, I don't know where you're at. I'm moved. You know, PayPal is waiving the fees. They're doing this. They're doing that. I want to contribute. So for now, for the first 20, it's at $87 for 4 entire days. Click on the link. If you do it as you're watching live, we're going to give you not only it's part of it the prior year, but the year before as well. Now, the floor is open for questions, either in the thread, more ideally speak up or on camera. What questions do you have for this privileged moment to be with the creator of the Rick Game, Bad Boy?
Hey, this is Rick from San Francisco. Question about Drag Game. If you're someone who's not outspoken and you favor kind of being an introvert, how's a good way to approach Drag Game so that your inner nature doesn't cause you to pull back and come up with weirdness on the surface?
Yeah, okay. So very easy. Like, you know, it takes, you know, what I usually do, I have seen and I have witnessed introverts going to extroverts within a couple of days. Really, like, and so I can't say that I believe anymore in the whole. I know it exists. I have seen it. I can see introvert guys. I understand the struggle. But I have seen introverts transitioning into extroverts within 48 hours, which is fucking insane. It can blow your mind. So I know which stage you are. I would say if you are, okay, if you come to me, I'll probably do different things much faster. But I would say if you're doing it by yourself, start small. Start, approach a girl and start saying what you're feeling. Like maybe, I don't know, within one approach, you're going to say, you know what, I really give a compliment. I really like your legs. You know, I don't, makes me wonder, blah, blah, blah. You know, kind of, do you train anything? So in every approach, every set, every approach that you do, try to put more and more what you feel. Introverts tend to not share much of information. They don't initiate things. They are waiting for things. They're not proactive. So I would say, slowly train your mind that you can be, that you can speak what you feel and that you can be sexual around the girls. And then basically, first you start that at the middle of the game, of the conversation, sorry, and then you slowly move it up to the front of the opener. When you get enough of confidence and everything, like, you know, you move it up front. I have seen introverted guys. And I know basically on my summer camp a few years ago, there was a guy, like, he could not hold eye contact with us. He was looking at the floor. 3 days later, he approached a girl, tapped her on the shoulder, turned her around like a 5 p.m. afternoon beach party. He was like, you are so fucking sexy. Show me the place on the beach where you want to be fucked. And she's like, oh, there. He took her by the hand, took her there and fucked her there within 3 minutes. And I asked him, could you imagine yourself saying this 3 days later? He was like, no. This is, in my wildest dreams, I could not have said it. And I'm like, but it's normal for you now. He's like, yeah, it is normal. And the guy actually stayed. It was like somebody, so like this kind of introvert, like somebody locks you in and you cannot unlock yourself unless something happens. But I have seen guys going to becoming an extrovert and staying for a lifetime in that extroverted state. So you need to slowly transition yourself, train yourself, but yes, towards that, and you'll see it's a new world, new reality, as Vince said. So yeah, guys, amazing offer Vince just gave you. We're going to give you so much fucking crazy content. And yes, if you are not, I would say the game is going to change dramatically. I mean, the world is going to change after this. With the world, mindset of people, the game, what we used to do before, it's not going to work that well without adopting. It's like Darwin, you know, like evolution, who managed to adopt, acclimate, like, you know, he's going to survive. Same thing here. Like, you know, the survival of the strongest, the fittest, the smartest. What is intelligence? Ability to adjust to a new environment. The guys who'll be using same old bullshit, they're not going to be able to replicate. They're not going to be able to have sex, to meet girls, because trust me, within a month, when we get out of the lockdown, it's a new world. So make sure you're going to be on that call, on that summit, because we're going to be speaking, talking about the new world, new rules, new age, new era of pickup, of seduction, and everything else what's coming. Vince, continue.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is, I recall an instant where I briefly met someone and we just said hello and they were really holding back. Even men to men, they were not comfortable. But they did mention that they had signed up for your summer camp, very shyly. And then I ran into the guy after the summer camp with you, 2 weeks. It was night and day, okay? It was a gentleman from Canada. So you got to watch out, Rick, because if we had two babies wearing fucking diapers, and let's say babies with diapers can talk, the difference would be one could say, well, what would you recommend to be more clean for somebody who's wearing diapers? As if that's all that we are. While the other kid would go, hey, what's the fastest way so I don't have to wear diapers anymore? Identity is everything. Knowing you, Rick, there's two core things that must shift today. Number one is the attachment to an identity that is so small and tight, if it was a girl's butthole, not even a pinky finger could fit in. So you are not just that. And truth is, all of us are a multitude of things. In a certain situation, a certain context, as talkative as I am, for whatever reason, I may find myself not talking, but I don't stop there and think that's all that I am, always my entire reality. It's an underestimation of all that you are, that you can be, that you don't know yet. And the second thing, it's been stated so often that it almost makes me puke to have to say it, but the definition of insanity is to expect a new result and do the same thing again and again and again and again. And if you hear this today, that's when you go, you know what? I'm done shrinking myself into one little label when I'm so complex already and so diverse and I've witnessed so much. That's evolution. And I'm no longer going to put one little stamp on me with everything that I am. And now you can learn. Until you change your sense of how you identify, the rest will go in one ear out of the other one. And now, Dan said it, it's about adapting. Adapting, adapting, adapting. There may even be things that they're talking about little by little reducing the cash. So cash may be a thing of the past. Our stadium concert gonna return. All those who insured all the concert. If you have a big show, a big concert, it's gotta be insured. How soon are they gonna go, sure, stadium, rock festival, we insure it. So maybe it's going to be a thing of the past. Suddenly, drive-in theaters are coming back in America. We don't know. But it starts with you adapting outside of that idea. We got to find whomever was the first person who told you that you were introverted. The guy who invented the word introverted. Let's find him today and boom! Okay? So what other questions do you guys have? I'll pass it back to Dan.
Hey guys, my name is Akash Shinty. I've got a question.
Hello, Vice.
My question is, what was the moment for you, bad boy, that you decided for yourself that I'm going to be good with women? Will you speak about that a bit more?
Okay. So what was my moment when I decided I'm going to be good with girls? So, there are a couple of moments, I would say, but first was the shortage of the girl. Basically, what life was giving me, I was not happy with. Okay. And I would say I managed to recreate my destiny because I'm like, maybe I went to university with mostly guys, IT, basically a couple of girls, we were fighting, I was more kind of as well introverted, more shy. With girls, not successful, I need to, maybe I was asking people, maybe has some friend, girlfriend, who basically is free. So I was stuck, basically I was lack on the hot girls. I didn't have ability to go and meet hot girls. And I was like, okay, fuck this. I need to change this. Hot girls in a club, I'm going to go there. I will fucking master this. And that's what I did. I did fucking hundreds and hundreds of approaches. That was before the internet, 99 something, 8. Approaching girls, taking notes, writing my diary, figuring out how the female mindset works. What can I give to them? How can I bring that hot girl from a club home? I knew there is a way. I have seen guys doing it. I'm like, okay, fuck it. I'm going to go there and I'm going to crack the code. I'm going to understand what the fuck is happening. Like, that was my motivation. And I fucking did it. I made every mistake that exists in a book. Impossible. What you can fuck up with the girls, I have done it. I'm sure same thing with Vince. That's why we are good, because we have done all the mistakes that are possible to do. And we found a way how to fix them, how to do them, what to do with them.
Thank you, Cash. I believe that gentleman named Yuron had a question. Am I correct, Yuron? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but it sounded like you wanted to speak. Go for it.
Yes, I have a question, yes. Hello, bad boy. I really admire you. I always followed you and your material. I'm Edson Friend from Mozambique here. I would like to ask, what can I do to get beautiful girls? Because doing direct, I'm always getting average girls, not very beautiful girls. What can I do to upgrade my level, to start picking up beautiful girls? Using direct, I'm always picking average girls. I want the best girls. That's my question.
So, yeah, greetings. Greetings to Mozambique. We have a couple of amazing guys down there, like, you know, Edson, if you're listening as well, like, you know, to all the guys in Africa. What can you do to get hot girls? First thing that you can do is you can start approaching them. If you start approaching average girls, you stop approaching average girls, you're not going to have them in your life. Okay? So if you want to remove not so beautiful girls from your life, average girls, stop messing with them. Stop approaching them. Stop interacting with them and focusing on the hot girls. Okay? So I would say with the hot girls, there are two things what you have to do. Like, you need to kind of minimize, you need to put less importance of how she looks within your mind and more important, who is she as a person. So within the hot girls, you focus on the personality, not on how hot she is. Okay? So what lots of guys do, where lots of guys fail with hot girls, is they go, oh my God, she's so hot, oh my God, and they start sinking. The beauty is taking them over. The beauty is fucking them up. It, you know, and that's what basically that's what guys are doing wrong. Oh my God, you know. And the moment you say to yourself, "She's hot. I'm not sure. Can I have her? Can I handle her? Her beauty." Like, this is where you're losing the game with her. So what I did with hot girls with 9s and 10s, I used to run a model agency. Like, you know, I would always trick my mind. When I'm speaking with super hot girl, I'm start looking for her flaws. What's wrong with her? Like, and you're going to find out. One tit is bigger than another one. The makeup is not perfect. Maybe she's hiding her big ass. So I focus on her flaws, on what is wrong with her. Where is it? Imperfections. Because your mind is going, oh my God, she's so beautiful, she's so beautiful. You do opposite. You focus on imperfections. This is how you're staying calm in your head so you can run the game. The game is run logically. And then you're slowly playing, like, you know, with them. You can be direct. You can be, but yeah, kind of get to know her, like, you know, play with her. Hot girls, they love teasings. Tease them, have fun, like, you know, a little bit kind of challenge, push pulls. There are so many different techniques Vince is teaching. Vince is great at this, like all other guys as well. As well, what you have to do is you need to ask her, what can you give to a hot girl? Okay, this is what you guys don't understand. A relationship should be giving and taking. You cannot be just fucking hot girls. These girls need to have something from you. What are you giving to the hot girls? Where is your life? What can you give? So it's an inner game, it's a growth, it's understanding who the fuck you are, what the values. Things, because what every girl is looking for, she is looking, how can this guy elevate, improve quality of my life? If you cannot improve quality of her life, she's not going to be with you. So you need to present very clear during the game, during the basic game is presentation. Basic game is about two things. A, working on your product. What the fuck are you selling? Okay, product needs to be good. Second thing, what is the game? Is the marketing. Basically, what we are saying, push, pulls, things, techniques, it's a marketing. You are learning how to market that product. You are the product. You are selling yourself. I know some guys, they're amazing guys, but they suck at marketing. They cannot approach, they cannot talk. They suck at selling themselves. So game is about two things. And that's why this summit, what we're going to be doing is about these two things. How to be a better man, how to make your product be the best, to grow spiritually, financially, health-wise, mentally, so you become a great man. And then number two, how the fuck you sell yourself, marketing. So basically, this is what game is only about, these two things. Increasing, improving the product, being a better man. And second thing, learning how to sell that product. And there is nothing else in a game. You are building your confidence. You buy a new clothes. You're improving the product. You buy better house. You know, you invest in yourself, like, you know, and then you're working on your approaches, on your conversational skills. You're working on your marketing skills. So for nines and tens, for hot girls, you need both. You need a fucking good product, amazing product, and amazing selling skills. And this is how you get super hot girls in your life.
A little slow at being a Zoom DJ here. Wow, I fucking love you, brother. I gotta say that, you know, the intensity, the strength, and so on. Just like utmost respect. We're gonna take just a couple more questions. Simple recommendation. Thank you for our friend from all the way. That's quite a distance. I appreciate it. Check this out. Give yourself the gift of that little challenge. It may not be the most ideal time to do it. But I did a program called Thrive with Tens. So the challenge would be 10 tens a day. And the goal, of course, the more often you do it, the more often you find ease with it. I think that there's a series of little hang-ups that are not even per se related, but are everything. For example, most people don't realize that the same way that you could suck at playing a sport, you pick it up, you apply yourself, you get good at it. If you're really dedicated, you get really good really fast. But there suddenly there's that tendency to stick with it, identify with it, crystallize it. So the benefit of that 10-10 a day, I will never give an assignment without doing it myself. The moment we did that thing with our group, like 10-10 a day for 10 days. First day, I talked to a 10, and she's the most polite person, just like almost overly polite. You ever with somebody that's so polite, you go, that's okay. You know, they apologize three times. You want to pass, you they go, no, please. Okay? Almost like she did wrong. I spoke to another one who was almost like the anti-10. That girl was offered to be a guest model, and she shaved her fucking head as a protest against preppy girls. I spoke to another one, indeed, a world record of retardation and stuck-upness. I mean, just if a guy was to do that, everybody would be like, oh, you need to cool down right here. I spoke with another one that was shy. So avoid, to keep it simple, iconizing women. Don't generalize and don't iconize, humanize them. And it's a balance. On one hand, you build yourself, and on the other hand, you realize you're dealing with fucking humans that are in distress, that right now, more than ever before, as Dan brilliantly stated, have a need for certainty, and treat them as defective. In the teaching of Aphrodite, the first thing that you do is you treat them as it's defective. I'm not dealing with perfection. It might look quite symmetrical or quite appealing, the smell, the sand, the what they did with it, the wrapping, but I'm not dealing with something that's functional. The majority of what she will do will be dysfunctional. What other questions do you have? We can take maybe two, three more. Speak up. Who's going next?
Hey there, Vince. Go ahead, Ryan, if you want to go. It's Sumed, all the way from India. So I have a question specifically about online dating, specifically Tinder. So I know a lot of women are kind of bored now during quarantine, and you know, many women sort of use it for validation. And there's this kind of great passport option, which you can sort of travel around the world and match with girls from different parts of the world. And it's a great sort of practice for text game and connecting with others during this time. So my question is really about, like, what, how do you make yourself stand out online?
Okay, so like Tinder, very specific. I would say every platform, every dating platform, Facebook, Tinder, Instagram, Badoo, they have different ways how they work, different mechanisms, algorithms, and you need to basically, so obviously there are lots of rules that work for one, but doesn't work for another one. For example, Tinder profile photo and a bio is a super, super important. So like you wanna, it's less than, you have like a few milliseconds, she swipes left or right for you, so to accept you, not to accept you. So I would say the first thing is a profile photo. Do a fucking great profile photo. I'm going to give you a super easy tip, and that is hire a photographer. Take a dog, some cute dog like puppy, I don't know, some Maltese or something like, you know, a profile photo with a dog, with a cat, with some pet, some really adorable, cute pet, you know, put it on a shoulder, cat on a shoulder. I have like I have one amazing, amazing profile photo I can share with you guys later. Like, you know, me with two dogs, like, you know, really beautiful, cute dogs. I mean, when a girl sees like, oh, she's melting. She's like, wow, this guy is so cute. Like, you know, so that photo is like, gives me like 100% on Tinder. So really good profile photo, really good. Yes, you can buy this kind of premium service on Instagram and go to different countries, play for sure. I would say fuck Tinder, move to Instagram. Much hotter girls, much easier to get than Tinder. And yeah, I would say like, you know, Instagram is the new, right now, one of the best dating platform for quarantine, for actually for everything. You don't need to pay anything. It's free. You can still travel around and you can get girls so much easier. It takes a little bit more time than, I would say, than Tinder, because you're mostly playing with stories. But yeah, I would say Tinder is slowly dying and it's already used and overused with the girls, with the guys, sort of. Like, you know, it's overused. They're, you know, kind of just do a test. Open a female profile on Tinder and you will see what you get, how many messages you get per hour. You get like I get usually 50 to 100 new messages per hour on my female testing profile, like, you know, and it's fucking crazy. It's, you need to super stand out. Your text messages have to be super strong, super sharp. But I would say you're always looking like in a real game, it's about conversion, okay? So how many can you convert swipes into the matches into the first message, conversations, into the phone number. This kind of word, mathematical formula is on Tinder. It's a little bit different than other platforms. I would say Tinder is a little bit harder. More guys are there than Instagram and Facebook. You know, you want to get now girls. You don't want to go step out on the street. Instagram.
I'm going to merge into a question from Rick. So Rick is asking a very interesting question. Would the different instructors, gurus, improve their own game by switching each other's teaching style? For example, Vince teaches like Bad Boy, and Bad Boy teaches like Vince for a period of time, okay? So first, you got to watch out. You have to know that as you're learning, because, you know, there's no certainty in your dealing with women. For some, you got to catch yourself beating around the bush. And you got to go more directly into the learning into looking for that avenue? It's an interesting question. Is that question the kind of question that the guy who will master this would ask? Probably not. Is that question what's going to give you the answer that will propel you today? Probably not. So I would recommend, for me, if I learn a new discipline, and it's kind of a little new, I remind myself, watch out, Vince, your mind will fuck with you because it wants a little bit out of the unease of it's new, I'm not thriving, it's not super comfortable. So all those like, hey, maybe I could do this and so, watch out. But then I'm going to tell you, at a pro level, number one, can't stop growing. Number two, you recognize, you know, for every word that Dan is saying, because I have reference, it becomes even richer. For example, right there, okay? I think that if we flipped it around and we went and we said, kill it on social media with one tip, $1,000. Guy goes, okay, I want to do it. Take a picture with a puppy. I was laughing. I was fucking clapping. Did that ever occur to me? No, that changes your life forever. Like I said, when we began, suddenly I hear two words from Dan. Insta, fuck, wow. It's like, hey, there's a new world out there. We didn't know it. So it's not about, you know, Dan is Dan. I am me. You are you. The solution doesn't reside that. You're doing that dance of avoidance. You know, it's easy to also do study avoidance. Well, the obsession that there's one answer that's going to do it. I want, but I don't want to. Teach me, but teach me that way and not that way. That will not go anywhere. The truth is you fucking diving. You're diving with all that you have. I don't know if, Dan, you want to elaborate on that, but we have time probably for one final question. Dan, for anybody who's not checked out your material, would you be kind enough to enter a link of some sorts in the thread? Would that be okay?
Sure, I'm going to put, yeah, let's do one more question.
So, Dan, I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you for being here and answering questions. So I'm just curious, let's say if I take the Instagram route, how do I approach girls on Instagram?
Okay, so how do you go approach girls? Okay, first thing, like, you know, add me, check out my profile on Instagram, okay? I'm going to put it on the chat then, and then this is my private, it's not my pickup, it's my basically for the girl profile for the girls. First thing, what you need to do on Instagram is set up a nice profile, okay? Profile that speaks VIP, okay? So basically your pro posts, everything need to speak VIP. What is VIP? Values, interests, passion, or personality. You need to show what you have, VIP. Values, interests, passion, and personality. Okay, this is who you're representing your page. If you now go on Instagram, you add Dan and Dan, check me out. You will see a little bit of travel, food. You'll see my house, you know, my lifestyle, everything. So basically, when a girl sees that, she's like, fuck, I like the guy. I'm going to follow this guy. Okay, so there are a couple of strategies. I would say, first, you need to build yourself a really, really good profile page which photos with the life that you live. Has to be interesting. When a girl sees it, needs to be, wow, there is something amazing about this guy. I want it. And then so once you get girls there, then there's a whole game on the stories. Stories on Instagram are the greatest tool, the greatest feature that has been added like a 3 years ago that you can use to get girls. Stories are super easy way. You probably heard of the term sliding into her DM. There's a super easy way while posting daily stories. The girls get curious, ask questions. This immediately creates a conversation. Basically, what Instagram changes is there's no attack into it. Basically, on Instagram, you cannot approach a girl like in a normal life. Instagram works different. There's a different game on Instagram than in normal life. What lots of guys do wrong is they, now this is something for Vince as well. You're going to learn, but what we discovered is how does the regular game, day game, club game, what we do usually, what is the structure? Open approach, build conversation, go sexual, escalate, close. Instagram, you cannot do that. But when you, if you do that, you're gonna fail. Why? What you guys do? They either go to Instagram and they do approach, initiate conversation, they do opener into the inbox. Bam. That is considered as the rude on Instagram. If you're violating social norms, you're violating social rules on media. So what you are doing is you follow her. So basically, there is something called pre-communication on Instagram, which is basically a new term, which only happens on Instagram, or basically on our social media game. We've been cracking this last, basically, in a lockdown, I have lots of time. I sat down. It took me 2 good weeks of Instagram to crack it down, the whole platform. So basically what is happening is on the Instagram, what you do is first you communicate. She's learning about you. She's checking you for your profile. Who the fuck are you? Then you approach, you start communication. There's a pre-communication where through the stories, you're communicating, you're liking her post, you know, kind of doing reactions, poking a little bit. And then conversation starts to one of the stories. You start initiating things. Like, for example, you can put a, there are a couple of frames that works on Instagram, especially for the stories. Curious, funny, curious frame. Yeah, curious frame is the best. Like, for example, she posts an image of Thailand on a beach. And you're like, is that this and this island on a Thailand question mark? You basically, you're posting a comment on a story. What you do, but she's going to immediately reply into the inbox and you have her in the inbox. What we found out, which is fucking amazing, after the conversation on Instagram, it's stupid to ask for the phone number. The easiest way, obviously, when you're typing with her on Instagram is to escalate to the phone call. This works amazingly well. We tried going to the WhatsApp, we tried all different things. What works the best on Instagram is after basically approach stories, play with the stories, create VIP, wait basically for pre, could do proper 1 day of pre-communication with a girl, communicate, and then escalate to the phone call. After the phone call, you're going back to the WhatsApp or Viber, whatever you use within your country. It's a little bit different game than anything else that has been, but actually we managed to crack it. Actually, I'm going to sit down probably next week and create a course about it because I fucking have. Now we have fucking nailed, we nailed this thing down. Exactly what kind of photos you need. Actually, you can check out on my thing a little bit. Maybe if you're smart, you can actually realize what are we doing, what kind of lifestyle you're projecting. But it is all about, see, in a normal game, what happens? She is learning about who are you as a man, as you speak, the way you are dressed. Basically, in a communication, she's going to learn who the fuck you are. You on Instagram, on social media, she sees that on a on your profile photo. She sees it on your profile posts. So since she can actually learn that about you, we control the message on our profile, what we are sending, which is actually making game much easier than in real life. In real life, like for example, wins can be consistent. I've been with a Vince many, many times on infield. He's always saying consistent message. But almost every girl that he speaks, she knows more or less same things about him. It's the same image in her mind that they create about him. Only the best players can do that. They can consistently convey the same message in every approach. You guys, where you guys fail, my students fail, is in one approach, one girl learns one thing about you. You do next approach, you're actually demonstrating different things than in that one approach. And you don't have consistency within the image that you are creating about yourself in her mind. What Instagram allows you is to place the photos about your life so more or less every girl knows exactly the same thing about you. So you can have a higher level of consistency in your game. Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
When who you are speaks for itself, you know, there's always the way in which you would want to think, hey, what picture would look cool? but it's also the reverse. Like, you already are so social in real life that you know a lot of photographers and you have a lot of really cool pictures of you, and your whole life is a demonstration. So stay patient, everybody. Work it full spectrum, you know, and thank you for all the breakthroughs. Dan, I appreciate you so very much. We by now go back a long way. Whenever people say, oh, who do you recommend and so on, you know, Dan, Bad Boy, right there, top of the list with a handful of people. Always been so genuine to me. I always remember that time in Vegas. I did the summit. I thought 7 days. You come, you guest teach. I wasn't seeing it. You pull me aside. You go, Vince, you need to rest. Took charge. That's true brotherhood like that. So I really appreciate it. And I hope you got to post. Okay, we got badballlifestyle.com, Facebook as well. And everybody, I thank you so much for watching this. It was so rich, you need to re-watch it. Okay? So I'm going to write down my email right here, vince@seductioncoaching.com. And we'd be happy. Oh, I send it to Yaron only. Sorry. Let me do it properly here. Everyone. Okay. So vince@seductioncoaching.com. As soon as it's edited a little bit, we're going to send you this recording so you can rewatch. And Dan will be with us for the online edition of the Cosmic Code Convention. Of course, my spiritual brother, Raj Deparma, the fucking D-Bazaar, and Discovery, Hypnotica, Adam Lyons, Fly Hudson, Ryan Cruz, you know, from Kismet TV online game, Healers, Frank White, James Hyman, Catherine Allman, Yogi Chris, Starseed Circle, White Feather, businessman, Brian Casella, Johnny Cassio, Justin Sterling for Business Law, the Hustlers, Tony Dillinger, the Pimp, Kevin Direct Gentry, and Josh Schneider's Entertainers. We're adding its 4 entire days. It's an absolute must. Early bird is at 87cosmiccode.com. Go click on it. Make it happen today. I remember at some point I called Dan and I go, those guys want me to do a summit in Amsterdam. You can finish your sentence. He goes, okay, I'll make it. So I thank you so much for all the contributions throughout the years. It's a must on your list. Many of you, you're familiar with Dan's work already. Also props, you know, revisit because the move, the hand move and so on. Props, breakthroughs. I could list all the breakthroughs. I think we did it for today. In conclusion, thank you again, Dan, for all the gifts you brought to the entire community and how you continue, and can't wait to see you. So thank you again. Everybody, thank you for joining. There will be much more on a daily basis.
Thank you guys as well.
Okay, everybody, so we give it at this. Thank you, and thank you, Bad Boy.
Of the world's largest online convention ever.